music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Sam, I can't hear Rick, but, geez. Okay, I will. I know we're having some problems. Folks, I'm Rick's guest, Dave Gahary, and I guess I'll just step in here for a moment before Rick comes back. Thank you for tuning in, and this is obviously an impromptu segment here because Rick opens the show in his usual inimitable way, and I certainly am no substitute for him, but, I thank you again for joining us, and I know Rick had sent me some information about what we might be talking about today, and that 9/11 story where that fella allegedly came forward, the FBI agent, on his deathbed to admit that they did take down Building 7. CIA agent confesses on deathbed, we blew up WTC 7 on 9/11. And this just came out 2 days ago. I don't know if this is or has gotten around since it came out 2 days ago, but it says here, 79-year-old retired CIA agent Malcolm Howard has made a series of astonishing claims since being released from hospital in New Jersey on Friday and told he has weeks to live. Mr. Howard claims he was involved in the controlled demolition of World Trade Center 7, the third building that was destroyed on 9/11. And this fellow was working for our friends at the CIA for 36 years as an operative. If I said FBI, I meant CIA. Claims he was tapped by senior CIA agents to work on the project due to his engineering background and early career in the demolition business. I don't know the veracity of this story. It would be great if this is true. I'm sure that Rick and some other people, especially the callers, will be able to shed some more light on this. I do know that I have my own story about Building 7. But before we get into that, let's see if Rick is back with us. Sam, did Rick make it back here?
Hello, I'm here.
Rick.
Hi, I'm back.
Take over your show, for God's sakes.
All right. Well, anyway, we know that this is par for the course. Usually, from week to week, there are some major attempts to silence my voice by Skype. Everything is pre-tested, pre-arranged, and preset. Nevertheless, here we are. We're back on by phone, and we're going to do the show today on the 15th of July. I'm a year older today than I was last week, but at least I'm here for the time being. So welcome aboard, Dave, and good to have you on the program. And I guess you you started off by talking about the agent, retired FBI agent, Malcolm, who is claimed to have been the architect of this demolition episode to bring down Building 7 on shortly after 9/11. And I would hasten to add that if he is working for the CIA, then he had a lot of help from the Mossad. Of that, I have no doubt whatsoever. And in any event, we have an audio if we want to, if we have time. We can bring it up later. People are interested in hearing that. But it, again, we don't have any confirmation of it. However, the fact that the media have ignored it so far, certainly, I guess, Dave, would give us an indication that it might very well be the case. You know, we did have General Ben Parton on years and years ago when they took down the building in Oklahoma, the OKC, and that was a definite attempt to bury all the evidence, as the general, who was a demolitions expert, said. He was denied access, and it was all brought down by the government and the powers that be. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all. We do know Larry Silverstein and his brother had these contacts and plenty of time to bring in agents from Mossad and CIA to rig the buildings with explosives to bring them down. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise us. It wouldn't surprise you either, I guess, right?
Well, no, Rick, of course it wouldn't. And I originally said FBI, as you did. I, for some reason, thought this was an FBI fella, a CIA. I mean, what's the difference nowadays anyway? But I do have my own story about this. Actually, two stories about it. And one of them has to do with an FBI agent, a longtime FBI agent. And the other has to do with our good friend, Larry Silverstein. He's such a good man. I really have a lot of good feelings about this guy. But let me tell you about this FBI agent and myself, being born and raised in the Garden State and being close to New York City. I do have a lot of friends and colleagues who have a connection to the World Trade Center. In fact, one of my close friends worked on the World Trade Center. And when I spoke to him several years ago about Building 7, which I like to do to as many people as possible, because that's probably the most obvious sign that this whole thing was a rigged joke, and rigged being a double entendre. And I can say that and laugh because, you know, no one was hurt in that Building 7, except for, of course, the American and the world public by the brazen actions of these dirtbags. But I had talked to my friend who was in construction, and as I said, he built the World Trade Centers. He was part of the team that built them. And I told him about Building 7, and when I first said it to him, as we all have experience talking about these things to people who are not enlightened, not yet enlightened, he kind of, you know, scoffed and said, come on, that's impossible, and they can't rig the building, and so on and so forth. So I said, okay, why don't you... you know, just do a little research on it and let me know what you think. And it was a few months after that that he contacted me, and with an excitement in his voice, Rick, that belied what he was going to tell me. And he had made contact with an FBI agent who was in Building 7. Because that was obviously a haunt for these types, and the FBI agent did confirm to my good friend that in fact that it was rigged for explosives to demolish it. However, not only was the FBI agent still very nervous about talking about this to my close friend, but my close friend actually was a bit nervous in relaying the information. So to this day, I'm sure there are hundreds of people who know the truth about what happened, who can admit it, but they've been threatened, their families have been threatened, they can't say a word about it. And the only reason this fella did talk to my friend was because of how long they had known each other. And I imagine when he brought it up to him, he was kind of surprised, and he felt like that he could trust this guy with this information.
Of course, no surprise again. We've had sources come forth in the past, some people who at least have claimed to see certain events and certain things take place with regard to what led up to and including the event of 9/11 in New York City. And then there have been some others who have tried to cast doubt upon it. And I think the one thing that most importantly we should all actually remember is that in this time of great deception, Dave, in this time of incredible lies that we're being told post 9/11, never mind before it, is that we really and truthfully can't believe anything this government says. And it did not change because we had some sort of change of administrations. Obama was installed 8 years ago. And this guy Trump has been installed now within the last year. And I don't see any changes whatsoever that would account for a major shift of any of the people that control this government. In fact, more so now than ever, the neocons are open and about face about it. So I'm very reluctant to believe anything that comes out of the government at all. But even more importantly, I'm very circumspect about those who start reporting things on alternative media, because I know Mossad and CIA have really countermanded that venue. You know, they have largely infiltrated the movement to the point where you just can't go with any one story. But we do know the evidence leads to the fact that the building was brought down, just as the Twin Towers were brought down, you see?
Right, Rick. We don't need that story to tell us what we already know. And as it looks now, this is just one story coming out of a website called YourNewsWire.com, and of course, it's being picked up by other people. I still have to do my own research about this retired CIA agent, Malcolm Howard. I personally seriously doubt that any of these people would come forward to admit anything for the reasons that I mentioned before. And yes, in regards to what is now the mutated government of this once great nation, this deep state government, yes, one person, no matter how good his intentions may be, and I think that Trump does have a lot of good intentions, and I think that comes through in his persona, and I think a lot of people picked up on that he's no nonsense, that he wants America first. I believe that. Whether or not he's going to be able to get anything done for America is another story. And the way that the mainstream media paints the narration of him and continually boxes him into that narrative, it's going to be difficult for him to get anything done, especially due to the fact that the vast majority of Americans are abysmally ignorant of the reality of this country, sadly.
Yes, that's true. You know, I think you hit the nail on the head quite well. Most people, who do not know what we know and listen to us and read the publications online or in print are aware, and even for that matter, care about the goings-on of this government. I mean, let's face it, NSA could be created, and even the Congress had no idea that it existed, the National Security Agency. It came out of the blue. And people who were in it or part of the government started to become whistleblowers and tell the Congress, hey, did you know you had this spy agency operating within the government? And they said, no, they didn't even know. So if it's that bad for Congress, and they're pretty corrupt to begin with, what makes us think the average person is going to be able to know all of this or care about it? All, as I said, every week, Dave, everything they care about evolves around them. and what is in it for them as it is pertaining to immediate gratification. That is human nature. That is the way it has always been, and that's the way it will be until Jesus Christ comes to end it all, to end this lie, this hoax. So, you know, our natures are that way, and, you know, we're going to continue to do that. 3% on one side, fighting 3% on the other. I mean, I think that's what it comes down to. You know, history has been made or changed by very small fractions, has it not?
Absolutely. It's amazing the size of the small fractions when you think about it. And that's a reason for hope. And although I'm not someone who carries a lot of hope for a lot of things in on a day-to-day basis, I think yeah. that one fact that you mentioned is a great reason for hope, that it always has been a tiny fraction of the populace that has actually risen up to actually do good things for humankind. So, yes, mm-hmm. it can be done. But right now, it seems the odds are insurmountable because, as you said, they've never been, and I agree with that 100%, they've never been in more charge. They've never been more cocky, more arrogant, more able to just wipe away an entire industry or an entire niche of an industry that wants to give listeners and readers an alternative view of things. They can just take away their credit card processing and one swipe and knock them out. And it's not just the government, but it's another arm of the government, the technology companies, which are just another arm of the government, because as I said, most people don't realize that technology companies are not allowed to have any technology greater than what the government has. So in that sense alone, they are another arm of the United States government.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. You're right. Absolutely. The telecommunications industry is interlocked, I think, with these government agencies. And post 9/11, again, we now have the perfect Zionist plot, if you will, to have a surveillance state over America. You know, they want that total control grid. Surveillance over what we say, what we do, where we go, you know, whether it's following us. The cameras now on almost every police, every corner and every district of every town eventually, where they can keep us safe. You know, they want to keep us safe and happy and secure, like little pigs in the trough being led you know where. All of this, interestingly enough, seems to connect to almost every single company that you can imagine having direct ties to Israel. And I find that to be very fascinating. We talk about Amdocs and Converse, and we talk about a whole host of others, and they do operate across our nation, America, / Israel, the true people of the Bible. We find that what they do is they are overseeing us. They are keeping us safe, just as they did on 9/11, as they warned us in advance that those Muslims, you know, were going to carry out some dastardly deeds on America. In fact, they seemed to know it a couple of decades or so before it happened. So I thought that was quite clairvoyant of them. Maybe it was Uri Geller or somebody that could predict it, huh? So, yeah, you're right. I mean, we see eye to eye here, and most of our listeners who call in agree with the enemy within, the enemy, you know, and I see that headline in the American Free Press publication, the media is the enemy, and I think that's a darn good one, because he who controls the media then can control the nation and the world, and we know it is he or they who have the control over the media, and that has been proven over and over and over again. And this latest revelation claim is an indication of that. We don't expect to hear much about this confession. All right, we'll come back, folks. Dave Gahary with us in the first hour. Rick Adams with you. And more to come. Stay tuned.
Folks. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
And we are back, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on RBN. And we will take calls at any time if you can get through. And Sam will answer the phone. You can get through and you can bring a question to Dave Gahary, or you can make a comment on the news of the week. But, you know, Dave, there have been things that are so significant that really indicate who is in control of this government. And I don't know if you remember, you know, years ago, the Spotlight, the predecessor to AFP, ran that that series on the enemy within, basically. And it had to do with the revelations that we were talking about, you know, having to do with how we control the world. And I know you know what I'm referring to. I'm referring to it rather cryptically now. But the series that was done was a series of interviews, and it followed the 1976 assassination on an El Al Israeli airliner of one of the key American people who was actually top aide to Senator Jacob Javits in New York, and that was Harold Rosenthal. And, you know, if you have gone back in time, you're probably well familiar with it. And I've tried to familiarize our listeners with it because it was a very significant time in American history, pre-internet day. So I assume that you are familiar with the Rosenthal interview he did.
Absolutely, Rick.
Well, now, in that case, what he said was very revealing, and to William White, who interviewed him, And basically he said what I just said, is that we control both sides. We are in a position to arrange for political and economic arenas that seem like they're opposing each other, and yet we're working toward an end. We're working a paradigm shift on people, and we can do that with both sides of the so-called political spectrum. Meanwhile, we're going down that path, you know, that same path. And I think that really, in my view, is where we are today with Trump. And Trump, yeah, he's making a lot of noise. He's making a lot of statements. And then I look at what's going on with this latest so-called accord in Syria and how the so-called ISIS guerrillas, you know, are regrouping, reforming, and are still being armed by very factions, including the United States. The United States does it through its proxies in Europe, and the Turks, too, as well, are still involved in this arming, you know, this trade, you know, for oil and so forth. So nothing has really changed here at all. And we know this latest accord is meant to be broken by the United States and the West. So we look at that as one example. Among many, many, many others. The Republicans are probably, in my opinion, as bad, if not worse, than the Democrats in Congress. And I think they've proven that since the 1860s in the, what was it, the Thaddeus Stevens Republicans. So anyway, that's just my thought. If you want to amplify on it, you certainly may.
Yeah, Rick. The, you know, I just finished a book not too long ago that was sent to me by a publisher. The publisher was a Regnery, and they've been around for many decades. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've heard of them. One of the hallmarks of Regnery is that they'll put out books that the more well established read controlled by Zionist interests. The more well-established publishers will not go near. And another hallmark of Regnery is that they ask that the authors do a lot of the marketing of their books on their own, because they just don't have the budget to do it, of course. And it costs a lot of money to obviously market a book. And as Michael Collins Piper pointed out many years ago and many times, what is considered a success in the publishing industry is usually not very many copies of a book. They don't. This is one of their dirty secrets that they don't want you to know.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes. But this book was sent to me. I saw it. They send me out emails, and I saw the title of this book, and it was Drain the Swamp: How Washington Corruption is Worse Than You Think, which is great. That's you know, kind of a generic type title. But what was interesting was who the author was, and the author is a congressman, a sitting congressman, Ken Buck, a Republican from Colorado, and it was written with, I guess, an author, because I guess many congressmen are not authors, or they certainly don't want to spill their guts. But this guy wrote this book, and it's not a very long book. It's about 150 pages. He's got the Constitution in the back and some footnotes and appendices. But yes, it's chapter 14 goes up to 152 pages. So it's a quick read. But what's important about it is well, I guess after the break.
You'll hold that cliff note. That's right, folks. We'll come back and we'll jump off that cliff together. Listen in. We'll be back with Dave Gaharry, Rick Adams Uncensored on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, we're back again, folks. Rick Adams with you today on the 15th of July. And Dave with us, and he was just about to finish telling us exactly what it was he wanted to tell us. And I know you brought up the name of Michael Collins Piper, and yes, he did make quite a prolific statement about publishing houses and who reads books and, you know, and so on and so forth. But that's something that certainly is not too well known, and most people, if they read today, I think most are nonfiction readers, and that pretty much is where the literary talents of people are today. Anyway, go ahead, continue, Dave.
Absolutely, Rick. Well, this book, Drain the Swamp, so I had contacted actually the publicist who sent me the book and to schedule an interview with the congressman, and this was back in, I think May, and now's not a good time, blah, 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 whatever. I'm actually going to contact his office on my own because, you know, these people really don't work that much in D.C., and that's a point of contention recently, which is why Trump was trying to get them to actually stay there a little bit in August. But what's important about this book is, besides some of the things he says or writes that many of us already know, he says here, one of his first revelations when he became a congressman was how, and he italicized this next word, non-adversarial the atmosphere was. That's very important. But the most important part of this book I found is what I'm about to read now. And it pretty much is the key to understanding why nothing really gets done in our nation's capital for the benefit of the citizens of, again, this once great nation. He says, money rules in Washington. Most Americans don't realize that influence in Congress comes with a price tag. Members are required to pay for committee assignments. Chairmen are required to pay for their chairmanships. The speaker, leader, and whip compete for the leadership position, and they must pay millions of dollars for the honor of holding the office. Lobbyists, corporations, and wealthy individuals who need something from Congress raise the money. For Republicans, all the money raised by these charges goes to the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, supposedly to help get members elected. The reality is that NRCC, and I'll say it again, National Republican Congressional Committee, the reality is that NRCC funds are used to coerce members to vote with the leadership. When members don't vote the right way, the funding dries up from the donor class. Members are pressured to step down from their committee assignments, and the NRCC refuses to help finance their campaigns.
Yes. Very true. You know, I've seen it. I'm sure every one of us has seen it in his or her own congressional races, where you have somebody who announces his candidacy that this one is going to run for Congress and return America, back to Americans and all of that. And then they have to pass a litmus test. They have to meet with this group. They have to meet with that group. They have to meet with this lobby. They have to meet with that lobby in order for them to get any kind of viable recognition or any kind of financial support downstream. And, you know, the first thing, I remember people in this state, in my state of Rhode Island, who announced from the state legislature to the congressional level running for first or second district Congress. We only have two districts. I remember them saying that the first thing out of their mouth was they support Israel. They support Israel. Not that they supported the Constitution of this nation, or the law, or sovereignty, or freedom, or liberty, or human rights, or America, but that they supported Israel. And I said, I want to see them lose. And thankfully, just about all of them have, or withdrawn from the race, because this is the so-called Republican Party from the top down. Now, they talk about influence, and they talk about this, you know, the silliness about Russian influence peddling, Russian collusion with this incoming administration, Russian interference, and the Russian government's purported, you know, hacking into the computers and voting machinery. Well, this is a joke. This is a comedy. When you consider what I just told you about how a nation, another nation, which, as you know, the spotlight always insisted that the ADL, among others, about 200 different agencies or groups that support Israeli interests, was actually named by them, the spotlight, as an unregistered, alien, illegal lobby in the United States. And they hold enormous sway over every major part of each party down to the precinct level. And if they don't, they will
attain. You mean AIPAC, right, Rick? No,
AIPAC, yes, that's true. But AIPAC as well as the Cosa Nostra, and I'm talking specifically about some 200, committees of that lobby Congress. But, yes, AIPAC would have been the first one. Yes, I'm sorry. Nevertheless, in addition to AIPAC, of course, came the B'nai B'rith organization as well and how they raise money. And you know they've used extortion tactics to do that and to shut down. But what my point is that here they are, they largely can boast that we control the political landscape in America, and yet we're talking about this put-up job with Russia and Putin, which, again, I lay at the doorstep largely of Jerusalem and what's going on with their sinister plans for creating a war, the Third World War scenario. So, in any event, yes, that's right. What you just said is a good correction. Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, and absolutely the ADL is part of that whole scam that that this Jewish lobby is running, and
right.
Israel lobby, whatever you want to call it, and these people are horrible. What really, I think about this every time I see it in the mainstream media, what really I think is a huge problem is that the mainstream media keeps going to these corrupt organizations like the ADL and the SPLC to define this ridiculous hate group stuff. Now, they're going after the Attorney General for speaking in front of a law firm that defends traditional rights that are tagged as a hate group by this Jewish SPLC monstrosity in Montgomery, Alabama, which is, if you've never seen that building, it's a disgrace. They plopped themselves right down there. That's why the unwashed masses have such a tough time sorting all this stuff out, is because in one hand they have you out there giving them the unvarnished truth, and in another then they've got the corrupt media telling them that this law firm, the ADF, Alliance to Defend Freedom, is a hate group because the SPLC says so, and if NBC News says that, it must be real.
Well, that's the military-industrial-political media complex, from one side to the other, from Satan's ears to our ears to your ears, all the way down the chain of command. And, that's true. We can all recognize that fact. But, there are cases of abuse right now as we're speaking, and I know you wanted to comment on this, particularly what happened to this Amish gentleman. I believe he's 57 years old, and he is one who was picked up, sorted out, and literally wrung out to dry because of something that he did medicinally. And I know you wanted to comment on it because it is a story that needs to be commented about. And you might want to add a few cents to this story about this particular individual that we're talking about, and I'll see if I can bring it up in a minute, but you know the one I'm talking about.
Sure, that actually was the story that was in American Free Press.
This
Amish healer was sentenced to 6 years in prison. That's what you're talking about, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, they have...
Yes, exactly. And actually, a nice fellow who I know, Jacob Tyler, who lives in Tennessee, he went up to Lexington, Kentucky for that purpose of covering this story. I read it, of course, and I think it also has a lot to do with, well, this is my reading of it, of course, I could be wrong, but I think it has a lot to do with the fact that this fellow that they went after for really doing nothing, giving him a sentence that criminals, murderers get, which is, it's just, look, the law, if you have money, you have justice. I mean, that's just a fact. This has been well known for many decades, many centuries in this country. Not maybe, definitely. If you have money, you can get justice. This guy, it seems like he refused to recognize secular authority. That's what I read between the lines here. And there's nothing that pisses off the law enforcement arm, the police, the judicial system, more than someone not having contrition, more than someone not saying I'm sorry, and recognizing what they did. That, I think, is the main factor that influences a lot of these sentences. And this fella didn't. He didn't want to have anything to do with, as I said, the secular justice system. And I think that is probably the main reason they gave him the sentence that he did, although it is going to be appealed, and now all of a sudden law firms are coming forth to defend him on appeal. But at any rate, he was sentenced to 72 months in prison, followed by a supervised release of 3 years, and required to pay $14,000 in restitution and $1,300 in court fees for selling some homemade salves, which never hurt anybody. But again, that's why I think that really what led to this outrageous sentence was the fact that he didn't have any remorse for what the powers that be said he should have remorse for, and he didn't apologize.
Now, that's it is scary because, again, this is the FDA, the Federal Trade Commission, the whole arms of the all of the arms of the federal government come down hard on people, and people who are even in the medical profession and who are licensed, you know, as they say, by the medical establishment, who start doing something really, you know, that's off the books, you know, something they should not be doing, not practicing consensus medicine. But here's somebody whom, as you just pointed out, apparently nobody was ever harmed by anything that he was offering to people who were suffering from various ailments. And yet there was no, as I said, there was no remission on the part of the feds to say, well, let's not prosecute this in courts. Let's just bow out of this, because in Amish territory, as you know, they are basically an indigenous people, and they are living under their community laws, and they should be. They're not living under the statutes of the federal government, which are challenged and illegal in most cases. They're unconstitutional. The whole setup of the FDA legally is a good example. So, you know, here's an example in one simple way of an individual who winds up being persecuted and being set up for an outrageous sentence for something that never harmed anybody, to set an example for him and for us, that we should not disobey the magistrates, the powers that be. Well, that is the scary part, because here we are, we just celebrated the so-called Independence Day, and yet cases like this are mounting all the time, and they prove that, if anything, we are not free, we are not independent, and we really have very, very little liberty left. So, again, need I say more?
Absolutely right, Rick. That is true. It is a joke to think about that. Now, look, there's, and I like to say this, there's two sides to everything. You know, everything that we're talking about has many sides. But with this fella, I just wanted to say that it's very clear that no one was harmed. So there should have been no case at all. But right. once these prosecutors dig in, it's hard for them to pull out. That's the nature of the system, the nature of the beast. The most important thing, I think, about what you said is that the FDA, in this case, the Food and Drug Administration, which has done some very good things, okay? That's the other side of these things. These organizations aren't all that bad. However, the fact of the matter is, it's very clear that the FDA and the FBI and all of these federal agencies really have no right to exist because they are not called for in the United States Constitution, as you said. Mm-hmm. Until the Constitution is respected and honored and obeyed, then the country will never be what it was supposed to be. And it started to collapse, sadly, with the Marbury versus Madison decision, which gave the Supreme Court, which its original purpose was just to monitor the executive branch to make sure any of the laws passed by them and Congress were constitutional. That was its purpose, not to say anything to the states. But until they dismantle these federal agencies, we don't have much hope.
Indeed, indeed. You said it well. All right, we'll come back, take a call. Rick Adams, Uncensored, and we're speaking with our co-host today, Dave Gehary.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back now, and Dave Gehary is with us in this hour, and we're going to try to reconnect in the next hour with our guest that, you know, we lost last week. After a few minutes, we just got shut right down, the whole thing. And, of course, that is Simon Roach, who heads up the Suitlanders group, so we'll see if we can reconnect with him this week, barring any unanticipated events. But let's take a call from Mark now on the line. Hello, Mark.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Right. I am preparing a document. You said your email, I'm going to call it a spiritual declaration of war against the synagogue of Satan, otherwise to hell with the plutocracy. And let's see, your email address is rick@...
What's that? My email address?
Yes, rick@...
Right, rick458@cox.net, cox.net. Right.
Yeah, I think you'll find this interesting because I'm going to basically say, look, for one thing, we're not at war with Judaism proper, just as we're not at war with Islam proper. The thing is that Satan takes religion and twists it and distorts it and contrives conflict, and to indict the counterfeit is to exonerate the legitimate. So we're not advocating violence against anyone. We are advocating that truth is not a democracy, and lies will only have power as long as people believe them. And so the thing is that people are finding now that what they're being led to believe and what actually are two entirely different things. So we need to be clear that we don't believe the lies they're saying about Islam, just like we don't believe that Putin is this evil bad guy, that the Russians cannot be blamed for something that is the fault of the plutocratic elite and their manipulation and their deceitfulness, right?
Yeah. Okay, so and you're going to send that on to me then, right?
I'm going to prepare it, but I'm going to want you to understand something. I'm preparing a draft document for the purpose of review, and I'm going to ask this, I think she's calling herself the Syrian girl, Mimi, on Facebook. I'm going to ask her to translate it into Arabic for the purpose of review, because I want people to read it and point to me where, if I'm making a mistake, I'd rather make the mistake at the draft stage than make a mistake of where I'm, you know, get circulated far and wide, and I made some, I don't want to offend people, but I think the truth is offensive. The lies are offensive to God, and that's one thing where I treat Muslims with the respect that I find lacking among Christendom that is buying into the lies of the synagogue of Satan, that we're blessing Israel by applying duplicity and willful ignorance. And I'm like, excuse me, different weights and different standards. I think that's Proverbs 20, verse 10. It says, it is written, different weights and different standards are detestable before the Lord. Doesn't this one, Greg? The thing is, this double standard of saying, but it's not terrorism when we do it. This is it, Greg. Anyway, I'll be drafting that document today into tomorrow, and I am sending it to you for the purpose of review before I actually send it far and wide, but I want to be very clear when I issue this. That's what it's
all
for,
right.
Okay?
All right, you
Thank you.
That, Mark. Thanks for your input. Well, it looks like, Dave, we're almost at the end of this hour, and hopefully our guest will be back with us in the second hour calling in. And if not, we'll invite you back on if you'd like to say more. Thank you for your work at the AFP, Dave Gahary.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Okay, listen in. All right, folks, we'll be back in hour number two. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.